Hello YouTube, Richard Lewis here again with another video, and something's happening in one of my favorite areas, the area I still work in to this day. It's esports. Now obviously that's where I'm primarily known from, that's where I've kind of worked, and I've been trying to push and promote esports for over a decade. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I think it's got a bright future. We're finally starting to realize that. Other people are coming in, mainstream sports personalities, big venture capital companies. But unfortunately, this has opened the door to some elements that I really don't want involved in esports. And that is this whole social justice movement, which, as we all know, it bears no resemblance to reality. It's about taking a standard of a very small elite group of extreme liberal intelligentsia, or rather people who fancy themselves as the intelligentsia, and they want to apply their standards, their rules to everyone else, to everything that they infiltrate. And this is happening in other scenes right now. If you have followed any of the recent drama in Magic the Gathering, you know, people are being attacked for, you know, making jokes. People, even Magic the Gathering themselves, Wizards of the Coast, are being told they can't use black characters on their cards unless they hire a black person to design them and story them, because white people can't possibly know the black experience. Even if it's in an alternate reality, an alternate dimension, a white person still can't conceive of blackness, even though the cultural context of blackness in whatever fucking world Magic the Gathering set in shouldn't bear any resemblance to blackness in this world. But whatever. It's happening in comic books, where they demand more diversity, and then when people give it to them, they say it's sexualized diversity, as we saw recently with the an Iron Man offshoot. This is happening all the time, and this is basically a gateway for the perpetually offended to come in and tell people who have built something and dedicated their lives to building something that they're wrong now, and if they do not change, there will be consequences. And the consequences are always the same. The consequences are, first of all, to find out who you are publicly, to find out who you are as an individual, who you work for, what school you attend, where you live, and then they make that information public, or they contact the appropriate people around you, you know, wife, husband, friends, family, employers, teachers, and they try and shame you into submission by basically ruining your career prospects, by taking away your money. And this has been covered by a John Ronson's book, You Have Been Publicly Shamed. I've referenced that a lot. There is nowhere is safe, no industry is safe, and they are starting to come to esports now, unfortunately. Gaming has put up a brave resistance to their presence, but unfortunately the game's press was infiltrated long before anyone realized it was a thing. And as those outlets are starting to cover esports more and more, unfortunately we're getting the same pressures, the same pushback against things that are completely innocuous, innocent, and harmless. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but just to qualify it all, this video is going to be about Randi Harper, who should be known to you. If not, don't worry. I'm going to give you a quick primer. And she recently went after Razer. Razer make peripherals. I think this is a Razer headset. Yes, it is. I've been a user of Razer equipment. I got a Razer mouse. I've been a user of Razer equipment pretty much since I really started to get into esports. And again, full disclosure, I've had in the past, I've had relationships with people who went on to work for Razer. That includes two people who were in their marketing department. A company I used to work for, Heaven Media, used to share offices with the British marketing department for Razer. In the past, they have also sent me equipment to try out, see if I like it. I've never reviewed it publicly. I've never reviewed it in exchange for money, but I have taken the equipment and then privately given feedback. That's my relationship with Razer. So if anyone wants to say that, oh, there's non-disclosure going on here, or he's shilling, that's it. That's the extent of the relationship. You decide if this influences me in what I'm about to say, but I will disclose it. So the what happened was Razer made a fairly innocent tweet, in my opinion, which was they were making a lighthearted joke about the new Apple MacBook Pros. And they were saying, you know, you want to be pro, which is a term we use, obviously, in esports and gaming. If you want to be pro, you need, you know, you don't have an SD reader. So Razer put the tweet out saying, you call yourself pro, S my D, showed one of their laptops that has the SD reader in the side. Now, this, for some reason, just stirred up ire. And this was really led and you know, championed by Randy Harper, who has done this sort of thing in the past before. One of these perpetually offended people with loads of skeletons in their closets, loads of hypocrisy. And she really started bleating about it on Twitter. Now, I used to write for Breitbart, so I'm automatically blocked by Randy Harper's Twitter. Fortunately, Sam isn't, so he can see. And I've had to log out, and we're going to go through. So she tweeted, after retweeting the S My D tweet with a chap called Ed Zidtron, saying next up, Microsoft just says, hey, Apple, fuck you, which it's not quite the same thing at all. One's a quite clever play on words. The other isn't. In case you haven't got the joke, S My D is obviously an abbreviation for suck my dick. You know, I guess we're going to get into that whole, should we be puritanical about that? So, she said yes in response to that tweet, because we really need more of that kind of bullshit in gaming. Razer, no. Rethink your social media strategy and who this appeals to. As someone who has actually been in a lot of competitions and uses a lot of Razer hardware, I'm really fucking disappointed. And here we see the other line of attack that social justice people like to adopt, and that is this lie that they are long-standing customers or consumers of a product. Very rarely this is true, but what they do is they like to make it look like they have a financial investment, that there would be some actual punishment if they were to withdraw their finances. You see this all the time. I'm not going to buy that. I will not read your magazine anymore. I will not use your website anymore. I will not use your products anymore. The reality is, a lot of the time, these people don't use the products that they claim. They want to be perpetually offended, and they just need to add this extra element to it, this extra element of fear. Now, Randy Harper has a lot of disciples, a lot of people who follow her, think she can do no wrong because she came out as being one of this kind of, you know, holy trinity, if you like, during Gamergate, which was these poor women who are just being harassed constantly by people who certainly don't do anything to anyone else, have never done anything bad. And obviously she's up there with Zoe Quinn and Anita Sarkeesian, and has a lot of friends in the gaming press who have basically written, you know, favorable things about her, drawn attention to her plight in inverted commas. And of course, needless to say, they follow her on this Twitter, and she probably has a few private ones as well. A lot of these social justice types do. They have ones that are set to private that are meant to be undetected. They sit in Slack groups, and as we saw with the crash override network logs, they'll sit on like IRC and Skype, and they'll literally just dictate to each other, this is the path of attack. This is what we do. This is how we mobilize. And they like to pretend it's just a groundswell of just innocent reaction, but it never is. So on it goes. She says, you know that a huge segment of your core market involves women, right? In Overwatch alone, it's rare that I join a match when I'm the only woman. Sometimes over half the team is women in random pugs. Okay, well, I mean, that may very well be true. I have no idea of knowing those numbers. She seems confident in presenting those numbers as a fact. I'd be a little bit more skeptical. She also says, you know, I've been to a lot of I've been in competitions. I have no idea about what her ties to esports are. As somebody that's been here a long time, I don't know what Randy Harper does in esports. I've never heard of her in that capacity before. And she's talking about Overwatch, which is a very new and recent thing. She's certainly not talking about old school esports stuff. So, I mean, this idea she's been in a lot of competitions, I don't know how these things sync up. But I think the key criticism here is she goes on to say, despite there being many women, we all still often hide from voice chat because not a day goes by that I'm not threatened with sexual assault in a video game. This isn't fucking helping. You've got a role in the gaming market. Use it to do the right thing, not to encourage this behavior. Now, first of all, if you say to somebody, suck my dick, it's not a threat of sexual assault. I'm not saying I'm going to make you suck my dick. I mean, this seems like a very strange thing to have to explain to people. But suck my dick is basically an invitation. You say to somebody, well, you know, if you think that way, suck my dick. And you know, it's juvenile, certainly. But it's not a threat of sexual assault. There's no sexual assault involved. It's a very clear invitation, suck my dick, suck my dick. And it's quite interesting as well. If anyone remembers the film G.I. Jane, I'm guessing you don't remember that, do you, Sam? Before your time, G.I. Jane with Demi Moore. It's about, you know, a female soldier who goes through. Well, at the end, she wins a fight with some of the people that have bullied her in the military. And the last thing she says to the person on the floor is, "Suck my dick," right? And all the guys in what is one of the most cringeworthy scenes in cinematic history, all the guys in a platoon or whatever the fuck it's called, all start going, "Suck my dick, suck my dick," like chanting in the background. And this was held up as a great feminist moment. This is like Thelma and Louise levels of feminist cinema. So I would go so far as to say that I don't think the term suck my dick is inherently offensive. Another thing that I think we need to really just outline, okay, is what's gendered about suck my dick? I don't understand it. I can say that to a guy. I can say that to a girl. Suck my dick. I'm not saying, haha, you are a woman and I will make you suck my dick. It's ridiculous. It's just it's equally aimed at men as it is women. It's a fairly egalitarian insult. Sure, it has to emanate from a man, although maybe not these days. I don't know. But certainly, you know, if you would have to be in possession of a penis for somebody to suck it. But it certainly isn't necessarily aimed specifically at women. So when she starts talking about how Razer are encouraging attacks on women, I don't see the connection. And then, of course, this thing happens, where people start replying. And this is the other thing that the social justice warriors do. Somebody makes something innocuous. They attack it. They try and stir up hatred towards the innocuous joke. And then when people respond to it, they block, they say they're being harassed, mentions, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody even points out to her, you can see again in the Twitter line, this is less of a sexual assault threat and more of a hesitantly worded proposal from a gimp, surely blocked. How is that related to women? It's meant to be dissing because of man-on-man oral sex, which again, I don't know where that person's pulled that from. And she's like, oh, hot takes, it's all about men, right? Well, it certainly isn't. You're the one that's saying it's all about women, even though there's no gender associated with all of this. So very bizarre. And, I Randy Harper's Twitter feed is just a window into someone who's obviously disturbed. And that's fine. You know, it's good that she's using social media. She's actually been through a lot in her life, and I will not condemn her like some publications have, some people have, for, you know, overcoming drug use and things like that. I think that's commendable. I certainly won't attack her on that basis. But I think it's safe to say that based on things that have occurred in the past and struggling with addictions and that kind of thing, I think it's probably safe to say that this individual might not be the most mentally stable. I'm pretty sure by her own admission, she has dealt with mental health issues in the past. And I feel that when she gets heated about things like this, it really comes to the forefront. It's kind of like the re-triggering of Randy Harper. Now, this doesn't absolve her, of course, from critique, and we'll get into that. But let's just have a look at what happens. Now, okay, this is Randy Harper's Twitter feed. It's not a big deal. Who's going to go after Razer? I mean, they're instrumental. They're huge in gaming. They're instrumental in esports. They're one of our endemic sponsors. We all love Razer. You know, even if we don't use their products, Razer have done a lot for what we've got here in esports. And people should support them, even if it is a bad joke, even if we agree it's sexist, even if we agree that it's bigoted, whatever you want to call it. It's a misstep from somebody that's always done smart advertising in this space. And somebody that's actually done a lot to help women in esports and in gaming. You know, when they ran the Razer Academy, they made sure it was very diversely represented. They've been involved in schemes and events and sponsoring women-only tournaments as a way to get past that barrier of entry to esports. The idea that Razer is an inherently sexist or bigoted company is absurd. It's ridiculous. There is no evidence to substantiate this. They deleted the tweet and apologized for it. And, of course, by then, the damage was done. On the 1st of November, the gaming press, no doubt having caught all of the brouhaha in Randy Harper's Twitter feed, you know, they rush to support one of their, you know, darlings. And who else but Ben Cachera over at Polygon? Now, just to, you know, let you know a little bit about Ben Cachera, in case you've not heard the name before. Ben Cachera is the senior editor at Polygon, formerly of Ars Technica and Penny Arcade Report. He's one of these people who used to try and be an edgelord, then went down the social justice warrior, route, because it pays, because that's who you're surrounded by in tech. He was one of the senior members in Game Journo Pros, if you remember that email scandal. He was instrumental in driving narratives across multiple publications by basically implying that there would be penalties if people didn't toe the line. He was instrumental in labeling the Gamergate movement a consumer-driven movement, which was pushing for honesty and transparency in games coverage. Nothing more, nothing less. This individual was instrumental in declaring Gamergaters to be some sort of despicable people. Keep in mind, the only requisite to be a Gamergater is that you've used hashtag Gamergate. It's not a centralized organization at all. This is somebody that's been, guilty of giving positive coverage to Zoe Quinn while equally financially supporting her and not disclosing it. And when these revelations came out, Polygon had to update their ethics policy. He's gone after people multiple times over things that just simply aren't true. In fact, this was one of the guys who was reblogging and putting out information about the Brad Wardell accusations, which were all proved to be fake. He even said in the Kotaku article, which is considered one of the nadirs of games journalism, that it contained damning evidence. And while everybody else had to apologize, Ben Cachera did not do that. So this guy is for me, a joke. He's gone after me before. I mean, this is what I mean about social justice warriors coming in to esports. Ben Cachera's had a pop at me. We all remember that Brianna Wu said I shouldn't be on an esports panel because I'm a former Breitbart writer, and that invalidates my over a decade of experience. These people want to get in, and we've got to be very mindful about who these people are so we can keep them out, because they don't care about what we've built. They just want to tear it down and cast aspersions and make judgments on people. So Ben Cachera was quick to write up about the tweet, and you can see here on Polygon that he's following up on it. He even goes after other people. Like, he went after, there's an ESL commentator, Josh Inman. You might not have heard of him, but he's under the name Inmaniac. And he just said to Razer in the aftermath of this, when Razer apologized, "I really wish you didn't buckle to the politically correct crybabies. It was a joke and clearly intended as one. I liked it." And of course, Ben Cachera wastes no time in just adding him there. This is part of this shaming tactic. You will be on the wrong side of history. And of course, I've no doubt that ESL probably has already had a conversation with him about that and saying, you know, don't get involved, don't voice these opinions, and blah, blah, blah. And on it goes. Ben Cachera keeps talking about it and talks about how bad it is. In his little editorial segment at the end where he says, "Why should we keep talking about this tweet?" And indeed, there's no reason to. It was a joke. People got offended. They're a business, so they had to remove it and apologize. They did it. So I'll just read you what Ben Cachera wrote. "Razer has managed to upset both sides of an ongoing argument about culture and gaming while trying to point out a feature of its laptops. People were unhappy the tweet was written, and some genius in marketing decided it should go out, and the people who think macho posturing is a great way to sell hardware were unhappy it was removed." Again, I'm not sure, you know, maybe it's a little bit macho, you know, I suppose I can't really argue against that, but the idea that, you know, these are the same publications that talk about how there's too many men in gaming, and we've got this, we're completely overwhelmingly in the majority, so why wouldn't a business tailor to its audience? That seems to make sense to me. that doesn't invalidate trying to enable more women to come into the space. Razer doesn't have many options here when it comes to making either group happy, much less both. And that's the larger economic argument for why the tweet was so stupid. Razer dug itself into a PR hole with no real hope for escape when its only goal was saying, hey, our systems are pretty good and offer a variety of options for the power user you won't get from an Apple laptop. However, there's a way to say we have an SD reader without trying way too hard to be aggressive and edgy by bringing genitalia into the situation, while also not dropping straight into bland marketing language. Let's be real. If they used anything other than bland marketing language, this is what happens. You have to make a choice as a business. Do I want to be edgy and push back against this, or do I want to just fall in line like everybody else? And it's funny that he's blaming Razer for digging themselves a PR hole when he's the one that's criticizing their PR. I mean, there was no problem. There wasn't an issue. Certainly nobody endemic to esports has a problem with this. That was Polygon, and you think, okay, well, it's just going to be Polygon, but of course it's Games Journalism. So Games Journalism's completely fucked, isn't it? It's completely destroyed from the top down. So obviously, this is thenextweb.com. Razer's lame Twitter joke proves sexism in gaming knows no bounds. And in this is something you'll see quite often in the games press. What they do is they take a radical, borderline deranged interpretation from somebody, and they just have that as fact. We already know logically, suck my dick is not gendered, it's not sexist, it cannot be defined as such. It simply cannot, not unless we include gay men and indeed gay men in with women, which I imagine is insulting in and of itself. So it's not sexist. And they wrote this big article again talking about how it is, talking about how women can't play in games or use a female sounding name without attracting hordes of assholes. That's their quote. And they've pulled that out of nowhere, and that's almost parroting what Randy Harper said on Twitter, isn't it? So you can see right there that obviously that they are taking their cues from this individual. Another publication, Mike.com, which was quoted in there, Razer Computer's SMID tweet is the definition of sexism in tech. So we get more and more extreme. Now it's the definition, something that is inarguably not sexist, that cannot be sexist, that was not targeted at women whatsoever, is now the definition of sexism. And you can see here that there was a Kelly Ellis. Razer doesn't want women as customers. That's where they've gone with. How would you make that assumption? Obviously, they do. And I imagine, dare I say it, there's some women out there that have engaged in sucking a dick at some point in their lives. You know, I know this is perhaps crazy to believe. From a group of people that are becoming like the religious right in how puritanical and over the top they are. Gaming isn't hostile to women, she continues. Gaming peripheral manufacturer tweets, suck my dick. I don't understand how suck my dick is exclusively hostile to women. And on it goes. And again, you can see this is literally just taking the cues from Randy Harper's Twitter feed. They are just falling in line and writing it up. And I've got no doubt that certainly the journalists at least follow Randy Harper, but more likely they're in a group somewhere, and Randy Harper is saying, oh, make sure you get this, and have you seen this, and have you seen this, and helping them along. And this is why I want us to be very mindful about this, because they will manufacture and synthesize the illusion of being in the majority. They do this all the time. They're definitely not. We're in the majority. People who are comfortable with that level of humor, that level of adult humor, we're in the majority, and we should not bow or bend the knee to these people. Just to point out a few other little points that I think are definitely worth mentioning. Why is Randy Harper held up as some sort of virtuous authority on what moral behavior is? Now, my good friend Milo Yiannopoulos, he wrote what is called by some a hit piece, but he basically wrote a summary of Randy Harper's incidents where she herself has been less than positive, where she herself has actually been active in engaging in negative behaviors that I'm sure she would condemn. And I won't bore you. It was in two parts. It might even have been three. It's hard to remember. I think I was new to the publication at the time. And basically, the summary in part two is perhaps the most interesting. So this is somebody that has an anti-abuse charity. That's basically just an email account and a Tumblr. We showed that there was no official registration for it. I'm not interested, as I said, in being in prison or drug use or drug addiction. I think overcoming those things is something to be championed. I will absolutely not criticize her for any of that. But also, this is somebody who publicly accused an acclaimed campaigner, an academic, somebody, a diversity advocate at Stanford. She accused them of actually being a harasser of women and forced him to publicly apologize. She tweeted at him for a total of 9 months and even wrote fake book reviews in an attempt to besmirch his character and harm his reputation. She called Anne Rice, the person who wrote an interview with a vampire, who's now a 73-year-old woman, she called her a harasser because after Rice criticized Randy Harper for making fake, abusive Amazon reviews. And when you consider Randy Harper herself has gone after dozens and dozens of innocent people because they have ideological differences on social media, has actively engaged in harassment herself, that's an absurd criticism. She has tried to get a colleague fired simply for not having far left leaning activist politics. She has doxed a debt collector, someone who was pursuing a debt that, as far as I can tell, she absolutely legally owned. Her response was to post the home phone number of the chief executive of the collection firm and threatened to release his family's personal information if they continued to pursue their debt through legal channels. This is not somebody that should be dictating what is appropriate, what is decent. And I'm very worried that these people are starting to take great interest in esports. Make sure you educate yourself who these people are. Make sure you remember the names. In fact, I think we're getting to a stage, and I've discussed this with Thorin and other people, I think we're getting to a stage where we need some sort of website, where we need to actually collate who these people are and their numerous attacks on esports, because we're only going to get bigger, we're only going to get more attention, and these people want to harm the fabric of what we do if we don't fall in line politically. And when you think about how games developers, and we all know which ones I'm talking about, when we consider games developers themselves are going down this insane, super over-the-top, virtue-signaling, progressive line of politics, I think we've got some issues coming ahead that we maybe haven't foreseen, and it's very important that we protect ourselves against them. Certainly, Razer, one of our endemic sponsors, one of our most valuable companies in the space, does not deserve to be castigated, does not deserve to have their bottom line harmed over what is an innocent joke that was maybe misjudged, which was immediately retracted and apologized for. So if you are a Razer supporter, show support to Razer. Razer have shown support for esports for as long as I've been around. And I think anybody that tries to tear that down or belittle that based on humor is a disgrace. Anyway, thanks a lot for watching this video. See you on the next one.